Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Douglas is one of many who found a new life through Seattle's Union Gospel Mission.
I was living on the streets when I heard this guy talk about how he got clean and sober at the mission. So I decided to give it a try. I could feel something working inside of me, and I knew I was getting better. Today, my number one goal is to stay clean and sober.
And grace will lead me home.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate, visit UGM.org.
This year's tax refund is your ticket to clear vision. Instead of letting your refund disappear into everyday expenses, invest in something life-changing like LASIK. Using refund dollars to pay for LASIK is a smart, long-term investment that saves you money on a lifetime of vision care costs. Enjoy the freedom of clear vision for years to come. Contact Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery to schedule a complimentary LASIK consultation. Go to revisioneyes.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join. Before we jump in, I'd like to do a couple things. First of all, listen to our other podcasts. Go over and check out High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. You will not be disappointed, trust me. And go leave a 5-star review. We love those. Also, before we jump in, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock the world. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400 off. Just mentioned Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, it's something I started because it was something I wanted as a coach. It's got everything, helps pay the bills for all of these free things that I put out into the world, but it's got everything that I would have wanted as a young coach, you know, from someone that's still a high school coach and has won at every level and won the state championships and been nationally ranked and all those things. It was something that I thought other coaches could use. And that's why we're the only ones that offer the 14-day free trial, because we want you to go kick the tires around. We want you to see the roadmap that we have set up for you to become a better basketball coach. There's nothing else like it in the world. And, you get me, you get one-on-one calls and office hours and all those things with me. So go over and check it out. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And let's head off to the podcast.
Talk. The biggest thing was I thought that we could connect pretty well on, you teach math and you're a head varsity coach, and I teach math and I'm a head varsity coach. So I think that's really cool.
It is.
Obviously the only difference we have is you teach or you coach the boys, I coach the girls, but knowing that you've probably spoken with so many coaches, especially I heard a lot of your podcasts are with coaches that coach the girls. So
it is,
while you're doing this podcast to, you know, give awareness to everybody else and teach them, you're also learning yourself about, you know.
Oh, trust me. That's why I'm starting to learn the Princeton offense. I'm going to have something in teach hoops because I'm trying to learn. I'm always trying to learn new stuff. No one really runs the Princeton in our area. So I'm trying to dive into that. So I'm going to have, John's going to come and give like a 3-6 hour lesson to anybody that wants to learn it. It's going to be awesome. He's already started to teach me some of it.
I've been thinking about running one of the sets that's, I believe it's Princeton, with four out, one in.
Yeah, so that's post. There's like chin, post. I can't remember all of them. There's like four major ones so I'll let you know. I'll post it in the Facebook group when it gets closer, that people want to go and listen to it. It will be really
I thought the one I'm thinking of is chin, is what I thought, because it has the
chin's the most popular one.
Yeah, it has a basket cut and then a backdoor. Or like not a back door, but like a flare.
And then and it's interesting. And what John is, he's interesting. He's taught me that he kind of teaches a little different in a progression, kind of like I do with my read and react, that you can only break it down into small little pieces so much. And I want to break things down into small pieces, but it's interesting how he the progression of how he builds his offense is very intriguing to me. It's a lot of 5-on-5 stuff. It's a lot of, you know, you got to get this one thing down and then you can build off of that. So that intrigues me. Yeah.
We've been doing, over the summer with, when I had a couple, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 girls, we were able to do just like a lot of dribble drive stuff where I would set them in a line somewhere random and I would say, hey, make a dribble move, attack. And then I would have like somebody relocating, to right. their spot. And we would have either they would finish off the attack and then I would throw a pass out to, you know, to simulate the kick out to the
outside. Right. And it's hard when you start doing some of those simulations because the defenders aren't where they're supposed to be or there's openings that aren't supposed to be there that are. That's the hard part, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like yesterday, one of my girls texted me and was like, hey, can I get in the gym? And normally we don't, you know, allow students in the gym on Sundays, but I was actually at the gym working out myself. And I was like, yeah, I was like, come up for like a half hour, like put in as many shots as you can. Then we got to get out of here. And she came and we did like, we have 4, I think I told you this, but we have 4 shooting machines. And it's crazy. So
what do you have? Do you have Dr. Dish or do you have,
2 Dr. Dishes and 2 of the other ones,
the guns. And do you have the new Dr. Dish?
I don't know which one.
The newer ones you can run through your phone and they have workouts and stuff. Do you have that one?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh yeah.
I emailed you a couple weeks ago asking about it.
I was literally on a lake at that point. I was trying to go off the grid when you texted me. It's okay. No, you got to send me a picture of the model you have and I can tell you.
What's the difference? I mean, other than I know the phone thing.
No, you can run the whole machine through your phone. You can stop and start it.
What if do they look different to where I could explain it to you and you would know which one it is?
I don't think so. If it's a newer model, it probably has the app and they have all sorts of workouts. My son does and it can keep track of makes. I mean, do you have something you hook up to tell makes and misses and stuff?
Yeah. It's like a basket.
Yes. So you got a newer one. So you got to get the app. It's crazy. And then you can set up workouts and then you can track the girls and tell how many shots they made, where they took them from and which workouts they did.
Okay.
Oh yeah. It's the reason I love Dr. Dish. They're so innovative. I haven't gotten to the point where I bought the one with the little TV in front of it that has the workout so you can see it. But you probably have the one that I have. I don't remember what the name is. I should know the names, but
yeah, I mean, mine is really cool. I think the one that we have is really cool. I mean, the screen, you can adjust your workout on the screen. Like you can obviously choose where the shots are from. I was trying to get it to where, so like I was trying to create this workout the other day and I was trying to figure out how to work it. But, I have them doing, so the five 3-point shots, you know, 2 corners, right. 2 wings, top of the key. But I wanted them to do, you know, something like 20 corner threes. And then I wanted it to adjust and automatically go to 10 free throws and then adjust back out to the next 3-point spot 20 times and then go straight to free throws. But that's kind of like advanced. I mean, the process of that is kind of advanced.
It is. And that's why sometimes those workouts are really, I mean, they got the legit, they got like, if you name a workout guy, he's basically on there, like Drew Hanlon and all those guys. They have intermediate ones. They have beginning ones. They have, you got to get the app. So get the app and then you got to sync it with it. And then it will, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this workout and boom, it's awesome. Trust me. It's really good.
So yesterday, Rihanna, she's one of my seniors. She came up to the gym with her brother's older. And normally I just have them shoot off the Dr. Dish, like spot shooting, but I wanted to do more like,
moving
kind of things. So we were like kicking it out to her on the perimeter. She would attack one way towards her brother and her brother would come in like right where she attacked from. And I was teaching them, your job is to penetrate, draw his defender. And then he's going to the spot that you just left.
Right.
Kind of almost doing like a little pitch back.
Yes.
It's like, and I was like explaining that to her. And like, it was so cool to see her, like I was being the defender and showing her why she's doing the thing she's doing and why he's moving to the spot he's moving to and not just saying,
yeah,
like it's so crazy that even though she's a senior and she's been playing basketball this whole time, she was even, that was new to her.
Right.
And, I'm seeing them like catch on to this stuff, and it's been really cool. So, but yeah, I think one of the main things I was excited to talk to you about was just now that school started and, you know, I'm teaching math full time is how you do, how you balance both. Because we talk about my biggest thing is like, Steve, I'm so excited about this school. It's crazy. Like, I think this could be that school that you know, probably like you're at Memorial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This could be a school like that where you like feel like you can stay there.
Oh, I can. Why would I leave? I quote Barry Alvarez. It's like, he didn't leave Wisconsin. He goes, why would I leave Wisconsin? Like, I came from Notre Dame. I turned this thing around. They love me. Why would he leave? Now he's the athletic director. Yeah. So, okay. So explain to me, are you a night owl or a morning person or both?
I could be both, but I'm more of a night owl.
Okay. Okay. So you're more of a night owl. So that's where you got it. So I do the exercise in the morning then. And then I would do my deep, I would literally schedule what I do. See, I'm a morning person. When I get up and it's quiet in my house, the dogs aren't up, the kids aren't up. I come to my office and then that's like, I meditate, I journal for about 5 minutes each, and then I get to work. And then I go watch the Today Show because I'm home now. I kind of like ding, ding, ding. I just kind of, it's my routine. And that's when I can get my work done. So when I'm working, I tend to do two things. I tend to go into school early before anyone gets there, because no kids coming in for extra math help early before school, like really early.
Yeah.
So, and the teachers aren't there either. So no one's walking into my room and bothering me. So I do that. And then I'm a night owl. I go like after the news, 10:30 central time to about 1 is when I, you know, I got to turn off Netflix. I got to turn off the TV, and then I isolate and do my work then. And I don't do that the same every time. That's when I'm working on my business. I'm working on that. I'm doing something.
I mean, I feel like if you're able to do it with all the stuff that you have going on, then I should.
You got to schedule it though. You got to schedule it. Like if you saw my schedule today, you'd think I was at work. You'd literally think I was at work today.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll go through it. So I had 2 one-on-one calls before 8:30 this morning. Then I took the dogs for a walk, which I schedule because I always take the dogs for a walk. Then I took my son into the gym. Then I came home and got a quick bite to eat. I took my nap. I take a half hour nap, power nap every day. It's harder to get it at school, but you know,
Right. Sometimes
come home for lunch. Then I went to the grocery store. I went to Costco. Then I took my son in the lift. Then I walked the dogs. Then I had 2 podcasts for you scheduled. And then I got a big one with, I have a coaching interview at 9. So in 25 minutes, and then I'm going to go watch the convention. So I literally, my day today, you would think I was working today.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can do it. Otherwise I get like sucked into, like I'll schedule, like I have my programmer working on my website. I will schedule. I'm going to email him. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to ask these questions. I schedule everything I can. It's the math person. It makes it easier to keep track. When my day's too open, then time gets wasted. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
Sure. So I was just talking to one of my friends at my old school that I just came from in Orlando, and it's just like a mess there. She's right. At a public school, and she's telling me some of the things that they're doing. And I just feel like I'm so fortunate and blessed to have what I have here at UC. Like, so I have, so we only go 9 to 3:15, and this is seventh all the way through 12th grade. And so we go 9. So we all block periods.
Okay.
And so we go 9 to 10:15, 75 minutes is our first period. Then we go like, then there's like a small break, like a 15-minute break that is just built in for the students. I have no idea why, but
they need that though. They do need that. They need that. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. So it's like this 15-minute break, and then like 10:35 to 11:50 is second period. And then they go to lunch for like a half hour, 35 minutes. And then they have their last 2 periods, 75 minutes, another 10-minute passing period, 75 more minutes. So 4 periods a day. First through fourth is A day. and then 5th through 8th is B day. And so we have A week and B week.
Okay. So yeah. When do you do your school prep and work? That's what I tend to do in the morning. I try to get.
So I have this theory, and you know, not all teachers are like this. Most coaches, I would assume, are more like the way I think right now than probably most actual like only teachers. So I have this theory that I think that I can do everything I need to do with the time that they're giving me at school. So that is my goal, is not to have to take home teaching work with me. I feel like the coaching side will always.
Yes. That's the fun stuff too. Grading is the only thing I sometimes have to bring home, and I really try not to if I can. Yeah. If I've got school, I tend to do the school work in the early morning, because I feel like after work and after dinner and after walking the dog, I want night to be about the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I've worked all day. That's the way I do it. So I try to leave all the basketball and business and all that fun stuff to after school. And I try to do like from 6 a.m. or whenever I wake up, I tend to wake up relatively early till I come home, is I'm working on all my stuff.
Yeah. So I think I'm really fortunate with, so this is my schedule, and I think you're probably going to think this is pretty crazy, but so I have three different preps, which is new to me. So I have,
which is hard. That's not easy.
Yeah. So I have two algebras. So algebra one.
Okay.
That's my first period. And then second period is, it's called learning community. It's pretty much just like a study hall.
Okay.
Which is cool. So it's like a 75 minute. It can eventually be, once the kids have work to do in class, like homework and stuff, it can eventually be like a small, like, plan. There's planning times in there that will allow me to do maybe catch up on emails if I need to, but mostly it allows students to come from different learning communities to do retakes on tests, to come. I have like these whiteboard tables that they can come and we can work and like draw on the whiteboard to do math problems.
Okay.
Which is really cool. And so like today during learning community, I had kids come in and I was like showing them some of the, cause we took a pretest. So I was like showing them some of the problems, but, and then third period is my other algebra class, and those are both eighth grade classes. And then fourth period is one of my pre-algebra classes. So
that's not bad. You don't even have to think to teach algebra and pre-algebra, do you?
Well, like, I mean, you teach more of that high level.
Well, I've been doing this for 30 years. I could literally go in tomorrow and teach algebra, I think. Yeah,
so
I know.
I'm trying to get, so I have, from my last school, I have a notebook full of fundamental stuff, which is like this other class I'm teaching. It's pretty much like seventh grade basic math for the kids, right, that aren't ready for pre-algebra. And then I have a pre-algebra class, and then I have an algebra class. I have a notebook for pre-algebra in the notes. Basically another teacher at my old school designed a notebook full of pretty much what you do every section, like, and the notes are already done. So basically I use that as like a cheat sheet, and I say, all right, we're on section 1.1. I'm going to do these notes today. And then you turn the page over and 1.2 is there. And the notes are already, she already built them in, almost like she was having a student run through a notebook.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And so I already have two of those notebooks for my fundamentals class and my pre-algebra class. And I'm trying to get, because I didn't teach algebra last year, I'm trying to reach out to that other teacher and say, hey, do you have that algebra one? Because right. I haven't taught algebra one yet. Obviously I have the book and, you know, I know how to do this stuff, but
right.
I like having like a
oh, it's process. A guide. It's a guide. It's a guide. Yeah.
I reached out to her today and said, hey, can you send me that or send me pictures of it or whatever, but
right. I'll buy you dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's my A day, and that's actually the hard day. And then B day is, so fifth period, starts B day is my plan. So I start with a plan to start the day. And then my sixth period class was supposed to be another pre-algebra class, but they consolidated it and actually moved it to my eighth period. And so I was almost going to get another plan, and that would have been back-to-back 2.5 hours of uninterrupted plan time. What they did was they put we have kids going online to our online program, and they gave me like a handful of kids to say, hey, go into their account. And it's not even math. It's like all subjects. Go into their account and just grade some stuff.
Okay.
And so they gave me like, you know, maybe 10 to 15 kids, and I go in and like check their work. It already graded. The computer already grades most of it for them, but I have to check like the short answers and the essays and all that stuff. And I'm basically just going in and using my discretion to grade these. It's not even really a certain way to grade them. It's interesting. So I'm doing that for, I can do that whenever I want. I can grade those whenever I want, but they're using that as like my sixth period. So
okay.
It essentially, like, if I have something I need to do for my classes, that comes a priority for me.
Right.
And so really it is a plan. It's from like 9 to noon or 9 to 12:30, because that's lunch.
Every other day. Oh my God.
So, and then seventh period is my fundamentals class, which is like my seventh graders that are sort of learning the fundamentals. And then eighth period is my other pre-algebra. So I have 2 algebra, 2 pre-algebra, 1 fundamentals.
That's perfect.
But what's going to happen is the fundamentals and the pre-algebra, they're going to kind of be doing the same track, because my pre-algebra kids are so low that we're going
to
be combining the fundamentals, but also teaching them the pre-algebra concepts, and then see where they're at the end of the year. But like I had kids today that we were going over the pre-test that we took, and they like don't even, they're in algebra as eighth graders, which isn't rare. I mean, that's kind of a common thing. And they're not able to do like simple adding and subtracting fractions. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell my principal, like, they're in eighth grade algebra, and they can't add or subtract.
Well, they're not going to be able to do algebra, because they're not going to be able to solve like 1/3. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Don't get me.
Yeah. So we had that whole conversation, and she basically told me in our meeting. So I met with her, and I walked in, and she's like, I had this Excel document with all their pretest scores like categorized. And she was like, oh, like, I'm so impressed that you jumped on this, because the math department has been kind of rough for the past couple of years. And so she's like, so now she like really trusts me, even though I'm not really like this crazy, like, I don't put all my time into teaching, and I hate paper. Like, I just can't stand like having tons and tons of paper to grade. But that's the way I see it, is like, they want me to go completely paperless. Like, that's their goal, is that, so they're throwing all this technology at all our teachers and saying, you know, technology, and I'm still like thinking, all right, section 1.1, I'm going to do your notes, and I'm going to have a handout worksheet to have practice problems. And it's like, they're wanting us to like, you know, use, you know, all the PowerPoint slides and
Google Docs and all that. Yeah, I know,
all this other stuff. So, and I'm like still trying to like
fight. So it looks like your day will be okay for prepping for, I mean, when you get home for basketball then.
Well, what it does is, you know, fifth and sixth period on B day, is so I'll have A day, B day, or like, for instance, so this week is A week. So the only weird thing about this is, normally you would think A week goes A, B, A, B, A.
Right.
And B week is B, A, B, A,
B. You would think so.
And they alternate. But the weird thing with our school is that chapel has to happen, because we're a Christian school, has to happen on Thursday. So A day is always chapel, because chapel happens during second period. So chapel has to happen during the same period it happens during that learning community.
Okay.
So Thursday's always A day, and Friday's always B day. So it's weird. So A week, there's 2 A's in a row, Wednesday and Thursday.
That's not necessarily bad. Yeah, in the sense that you can clean some messes up maybe.
Yeah. And then so B week is awesome, because I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's essentially 3 hours each day of plan. So that's 9 hours of plan throughout the week that I'm planning for my next 2 days. So I really only have to, you know, I have to turn in my lesson plans of what I'm doing that week, but you know, I really can plan for myself 2 days in advance. So on B day, I'm planning for the next A day and the next B day. Once I get to the next B day, I'm planning for the next 2 days.
Right.
So I have 3 hours to do that, which isn't hard. But then, you know, so golf season's starting, and I'm coaching golf, which I'm going to tell you right now,
you have to figure out the balance. Like, I can tell you how I do my day, but it's kind of like a dance. It's figuring out how much I got to do on schoolwork, how much I got to do on this, how much I got to do on that. You know, there's only going to get more distractions as you get older. So I think that's the hard part with that dance. You'll figure out the rhythm of that, I think.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about like trying to organize my season, like what we're going to do, like getting in a routine with my girls every week that relatively looks the same, especially looking at something they don't do very often the past couple years is watch film. And I really want to focus on when are we devoting that time for film and how much of that can I put on my assistant as far as, you know, making sure that the camera set up, whatever we decide to use, making sure that if we're using Huddle or whatever we're using, that she's getting in there and, you know, maybe giving my assistant an opportunity to take care of all of that. So when I get into the film session, I can let her even run it and maybe me just.
Right. I think that's a great idea. And I think you want to give them some film to watch without you too.
Yeah.
Like clips and like.
You guys use Huddle?
We do. We used to be a crossover, but then Huddle bought crossover.
So my AD just showed me this new thing because Huddle's been getting pretty expensive. It's called Quick Links or something. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like new, and I guess it's supposed to be, it's a lot cheaper, but it's also more user friendly apparently. And so I have to look into that.
What's it called?
I want to say it's called Quick Links, something like that.
Okay. If you remember that, send it to me. I'm always looking for new, you know, what's weird is crossover Huddle doesn't let you do a playbook. Like for football, they have playbooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they got to be, that company's got to be scrambling a little bit, I think, in the sense that, you know, maybe people don't have their seasons. What are you going to charge me if I don't have my season? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, their model. I mean, they did buy up their competitor. So that helped.
It's called Quick Cut.
Quick Cut.
Q-W-I-K.
Q what? Say that again.
Q-W.
Okay.
I-K.
And then what is it? Quick what? Cuts?
Cut. C-U-T.
Okay.
It just says, yeah, a great platform, just got better. It says video and analytics. I don't know. But it's all sports except football are now $300 instead of $400. Which I've heard that like our football team was paying like $6,000 for Huddle or something, like ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy how much how expensive Huddle is.
But it sounds like all sports are $300, so I'd have to look into it. But yeah, what do you use to record?
We just have a camera that just a normal camera. Sometimes we use an iPad, but sometimes we just have a good camera with a tape or not a tape, a SIM card. And then the year before we got the, through NFSH basically Huddle has their own, but we bought a different one that basically tracks the ball in the gym. Yeah. So you gotta have a golf fundraiser to raise money for that thing because it's really cool. Because it will just cover us in practice. It does the game, yeah. So it's nice. It, you know, obviously we got to tape when we go on the road.
Were you able to reach out or connect with that coach, that Alicia Komaki? I don't know if you ended up sending her an email. Remember?
Oh no, I didn't.
I talked to her again a couple weeks ago, and I told her like. And she was really excited about it. She wanted you to reach out to her.
Okay. I got to find that email. I think you sent that right when I was going on vacation.
Steve, you're going to love Alicia. She's amazing.
Like, remind me, because I do a ton of these. Remind me what we were talking about, planning.
Yeah, well, she coaches at Sierra Canyon in California. That's where, like, LeBron James kid went.
Yep.
She does a great job. So I was mentioning how well she does. She like does the whole, she's a varsity head coach, but she's, you know, she's the practice planning is amazing. She's very organized. She has she records all of her practices, and she has all of her drills organized in a document that allows her to, she posts the video of them doing it in practice, and she has it all organized. So if she wants to go to a 2-on-2 drill, she has it organized by 2-on-2 drills. So she has 15 2-on-2 drills, all of them named.
That's crazy. How much time did that take her? Holy crud.
You should see it, bro. It's crazy. She's been doing like video presentations on it and like sharing it with other coaches, like what she does. And she's been giving like her number out to people. And so we connected, I called her, her and I talked for like an hour, and she was like, I told her, I was like, I'm not that invested, but I don't have that much time to just like devote to putting that together. I mean, maybe someday, but, you know, even if I could be half of that organized, I was like, man, that'd be great. But she does a really good job. And I think you were talking about wanting to talk to, like, have more female representation.
I do. I mean, she's on my list. I'm going to do it. I just did emailed the guy about, I'm about a week out on my interviews, but, all right. So let me know if you have I got to go. I got a 9 o'clock here. Let me know if you have any other questions. I'm going to put on, I just actually talked to my programmer 2 days ago or yesterday. So I'm redoing the site. So I'm going to actually have an office hour course where people can see when office hours are going to be, where we can all come together. Because once people get back to school, that's when they tend to do it more. And then I'm going to have a one-on-one one where people can just sign up through Calendly and stuff. So they'll be able to find it. You can always email me too. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. It will be easier to find that. All right. See ya. Awesome.
All right.
See ya. Bye. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.